The Jamaica Customs Agency has made several preparations to ensure that it can handle the increased customer activity during the festive season. We examine these preparations on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, says it's equipped to handle the expected increase in cargo shipments during the festive season. This after implementing a number of special measures geared at minimizing customer delays and maintaining quality service standards. Senior Director of the entity's Kingston Operations, Selena Clark-Graham, says these measures began with an increase in the number of customer support personnel.
At this time, we have moved quite a number of our officers from back office operations and have placed them into mainline operation to assist with the influx of customers that we are seeing at this time of the year. We will also deploy additional roving officers to our air and seaports to ensure that they are there to meet and greet with our customers to assist them with the completion of forms and those matters. As it relates to senior citizens, they will be able to assist them also to avoid undue delays.
Mrs. Clark-Graham adds that opening hours at several customs departments have also been extended.
Customers will also be granted an additional hour on weekdays to do business at the collections and accounts unit at both customs houses, Newport East and Montego Bay, effective Monday, December 7th. To Wednesday, December 23rd. The closing time will therefore be 5 p.m. instead of 4 p.m. on Mondays to Thursdays and 4 p.m. instead of 3 p.m. on Fridays. We are also reminding the brokers that the night lodgement system will go up until 9:30.
Customers can also take advantage of an additional workday, with some departments set to open on Saturday, December 12 and Saturday, December 19.
The collections and accounts unit at Customs House, Newport East, will be opened on Saturday, December 12 and 19 from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to handle the usual influx of cargo during this busy season. As it relates to our brokers, entries that are passed from the night lodgement system will also be available for collection on those days.
Mrs. Clark-Graham has a few reminders for customers as they prepare to visit the ports of entry to clear their goods.
The flat rate is in place as it relates to the importation of barrel of a non-commercial nature. That rate is $6,500. We also have in place the universal TRN to facilitate the overseas visitors and those persons who are foreigners who would not be in possession of a TRN. So we have a universal TRN system in place which will facilitate clearance in respect of those customers.
The senior director says Jamaica Customs will not be compromising its security standards despite the increased activity. In fact, she says, vigilance will be increased.
We will also be increasing our vigilance as it relates to the importation of contraband and as it relates to those importers who have a tendency to under invoice. We will also be beefing up our operation to clamp those on those persons.
Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Reese is also reminding customers that there are several services offered by Jamaica Customs to help expedite the clearance of their goods. He urges customers to utilize them.
We have the pre-arrival processing system, which we encourage importers to take advantage of. And we also have the electronic payment facility. We have the one-stop shop facility at berth 11. And we have increased the customer service personnel assigned to deal with queries.
He adds that the JCA has also increased the number of ways which customers can contact the agency where necessary.
The JCA now has Skype online web services, and our contact information is there.
You can also reach the Jamaica Customs Agency at 922-5140 or 922-8770-3. You can also visit their website at jacustoms.gov.jm. The Jamaica Customs Agency remains committed to serving members of the public with efficiency and quality service and urges customers to take advantage of its extended hours and additional offerings during the festive season.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.